easier to get it right.
Just attach the top tether and the lower anchors. The ones down near the old sandwich and the melted down crayons.
Anchor, tether, latch. The next generation of child safety.
KCAA Loma Linda, 1050 AM, 106.5 FM, and now 102.3 FM.
AP News. I'm Ben Thomas.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is congratulating President-elect Joe Biden.
Many of us had hoped the presidential election would yield a different result. But our system of government has processes to determine who will be sworn in on January the 20th. The Electoral College has spoken.
McConnell's statement ends weeks of silence over President Trump's defeat and follows a groundswell of leading Republicans acknowledging Biden as winner of the presidential election. However, some are vowing to stick with Trump, carrying the fight to January 6th when Congress votes on the Electoral College results. Meanwhile, President-elect Biden is focusing on two other races. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Biden will campaign in Georgia today with Democratic Senate candidates John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. They face runoff elections in 3 weeks against GOP incumbents David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. Senate control is on the line, with Republicans needing just one win to keep the majority. Biden was the first Democratic presidential candidate to win Georgia in nearly 30 years. The party hopes he can sway moderates and maybe some GOP leaning independents to back Ossoff and Warnock, neither of whom have ever held public office. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The first COVID-19 vaccines are reaching more hospitals around the country today. In Newark, New Jersey, University Hospital emergency nurse Maritza Benitez says it's a relief.
I got very excited, happy, and desperate, right? Because I couldn't wait for this moment to hit New Jersey. I couldn't wait for it to hit the U.S. for us to have this vaccine.
The British government is facing mounting calls to reassess its plans to ease coronavirus restrictions over Christmas amid a spike in new cases. This is AP News.
Moose is the German
Shepherd. Now, here's a new concept. Digital network advertising, where businesses display your ad inside their building. If a picture's worth a thousand words, your company is going to thrive with digital network advertising. Choose your marketing sites or jump on the DNA system and advertise with all participants. Your business ad or logo is rotated multiple times an hour inside local businesses where people will discover your company. Digital network advertising, DNA, a novel way to be seen and remembered. Digital network advertising with networks in Redlands and Yucaipa. Call in the 909 area 222-9293 for introductory pricing. That's 909-222-9293 for digital network advertising. One last time, digital network advertising, 909-222-9293.
Make a stop at the KC Country Junction.
Go to this place they call Country Junction.
Country legends, all-time classics, and recent favorites all meet at kccountryjunction.com. Make your day a little bit country at kccountryjunction.com and overnight starting at 1 a.m. on KCAA 102.3 FM, 106.5 FM, and 1050 AM. It's the KC Country Junction on KCAA and kccountryjunction.com.
This segment is sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue, now in Yucaipa at 33562 Yucaipa Boulevard in the Bond Shopping Center. Dickie's Barbecue, where you can get sauced with five delicious barbecue sauces. For the holidays, there's the Dickie's Holiday Feast options. Everything you need for a festive gathering with delicious hassle-free meals that you just heat and serve. Whatever your needs are, they have the perfect option, including the complete feast, the dinner feast, or the single holiday meats and sides available for pickup and delivery from Dickie's. And there's no charge for kids on Sundays. In fact, the kids get free ice cream. Dickie's Barbecue, now open in Yucaipa at 33562 Yucaipa Boulevard in the Bond Shopping Center. Dickie's Barbecue, whatever your needs are.
Listen up, folks. Work injuries can be devastating and life-changing. If you were injured at work, you probably have a lot of questions. I'm attorney Daniel Rudbury, and I represent injured workers. Call me for your free consultation at 800-325-1454. I'll answer your questions and advise you on how to protect your right to make sure you get the workers' compensation benefits you may be entitled to. 800-325-1454. 800-325-1454.
Control chaos.
Gary Glover.
Yeah. I'm back. With teeth for the first time in 2+ years. Yes, I have my teeth. Can you tell how I sound? See, I sound like Snagglepuss, like this. I sound like a regular person now. Yeah, no lift. All right, it's Control Chaos, KCAA, 1050 AM. Yes. Not anymore, dude. I got my teeth, man, down in TJ, finally, man. Yeah, I cruised down there like last week, and I got them. Yes, I have my teeth. It feels so good. It's just so nice. It feels weird, actually. Anyways, it is Control Chaos, KCAA, 1050 AM, 106.5, 102.3 FM in the Inland Empire. Also, iHeartRadio, iHeart.com. Good morning, everybody. Gary Garver. Yes, I am back. I am doing shows periodically for the next, like, month and a half during the holiday season. And then, of course, I'm doing my move to Palm Springs. So it's been crazy, man. It's been a crazy time. But, yes, last Thursday, I went down to Tijuana. My good friend Craig Penny, I want to thank him so much. He sort of babysitted me down there throughout the last couple of years. He speaks fluent Spanish, so that always helps when somebody speaks Spanish down in Tijuana or Mexico. So we went down there, and I went down there Thursday, and I finally got him. Dr. Rodriguez put him in, and they look pretty good. I love them. They feel good. It's great. It's great to have teeth again. I'll tell you, you don't know what you're missing until you're missing it, right? Also, crossing the border, going down there and getting down there is easy, man. I mean, crossing into Mexico is easy. Getting back is a total pain in the ass. It took me literally an hour plus to cross the border. And it's so annoying. And people are coming up to you, you know, chiclets, 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 little girls and, you know, people in wheelchairs and stuff. And, I gave a buck here and a buck there because, I'm feeling bad for these cats. I mean, can you imagine doing that every day? It's so sad. I mean, no wonder they want to come to, the United States. But why do you want to come to the Estados Unidos? It's not that great out here, to tell you the truth. The coronavirus is blowing up. And I guess over the weekend, Craig Facebooked me and said that they're really going to shut the border down, that they're going to do a really big-time shutdown going into Mexico or going into the United States. So I got in under the wire in nick of time, and thank God. So that one is taken care of. Knock on for Micah. And the other thing is my big move into Palm Springs, which has been just maddening and crazy and just, I'm nonstop, man, 17, 18-hour days. I am not joking. I am working until 7 or 8 o'clock at night, and I'm getting up at 2 or 3 in the morning because I can't sleep because my brain is it's racing. It's fried. I don't know what you'd want to call it, but it's all these different things and just what am I going to do and what am I going to paint this and how am I going to put the flooring in and where am I going to put this and that. So anyways, it's finally done. I want to thank Stacy, my cousin Stacy, and my cousin Mark for doing the flooring last week. They came in on a Wednesday night from Scottsdale, Arizona. We got loaded. I drank a bottle of wine and about a six-pack. My cousin loves Crown Royale, so I got him some of that. So he drank the whole friggin' – he drank half the bottle the first night. And I'm like, how's this mother effer going to put in – he's got to be hungover because I was hungover on Friday. When did he come in? Did he come in Wednesday? I don't even know, man. I went to Tijuana on Friday. That's right. I was supposed to go Thursday, but I went Friday because they didn't have my teeth ready. was supposed to go Thursday, and they're like, we don't have your teeth ready yet. And I'm like, so I had to rearrange everything, and I went down there Friday, and he came in Wednesday. Yeah, so I was hungover Thursday. That's why I sort of got loaded on Wednesday night. But they put in the flooring. It looks great. Still had to do the baseboards, but they busted their ass, and the place is looking great. Got the carpet in, too, on last Tuesday. And it's all painted. Everything's done. I cleaned the patio. The patio's looking cool. I mean, I'm ready, man. I'm so ready. And it's almost there. I have to get the furniture now. Now the next thing is moving the crap from Woodland Hills, all my furniture, to Palm Springs, which is not easy because I got these huge pieces of furniture my dad left me. He left me a bar, a wooden bar that he bought down in Tijuana. In 1957, it weighs literally 800 pounds. It takes four people to move this mother effer, okay? Another thing he left me was this big, huge chair. I call it the king's chair. It's a big root. It's a big wood root, and it's made of – it's a chair. It's a big, huge chair, like for a king. If you know, Game of Thrones. It's one of those Game of Thrones chairs, man. And I'm like, that's going to take at least three of us to move. So – these are the dilemmas I'm dealing with for the next month and a half. So listen, what I'm going to do is periodically for the next month and a half, and I told you this about a month ago when I decided to make the move from Woodland Hills to Palm Springs, is that periodically I'm going to be doing shows, and eventually what I'm going to do is I'm going to build a studio at the condo. I already have it laid out. I'm going to put the bar in the back, like totally in the back part of the living room where I have mirrors. And I'm going to set the whole thing up. I'm going to set the whole studio up on the bar. It's going to look so effing cool. I cannot wait to do it. But it's going to take me, because I don't know when I'm going to be able to move that effing bar. That bar is going to take it's a monster. So, you know, I'm going to wait till probably the mid to end of January. But once I get that rolling, then I'll be doing shows every day starting in February. And I'll be doing all sorts of my production and producing shows and doing all that good stuff. So just bear with me while I make this move. It's very difficult. It's not easy. I don't really have any help. You know, Scotty, he's sick, but he's doing well. I bought him a bed. I bought my brother a brand new bed for his room. You know, Hanukkah present, Christmas present, whatever. You know, we're half Jew, half Christian, whatever. So we celebrate everything. So I bought him a nice bed. I mean, you know, $500 bed, mattress, and he's digging. He's like, I said, you like your mattress? Yeah, Gear, I like it. I like it, Gear. Yeah, I like it. So he's passed out, which is really good. It's a great thing. So anyways, everything's going really well, and I want to thank all of you for hanging in with me while I'm going through all this. And we're all going through this coronavirus, man. It's blowing up. I have the cool thing about working your ass off and being all like stressed out and tripped out is that you don't have time to watch the news and find out about, I guess they're having vaccines roll out now. And, you know, now they're showing, you know, the live video of the first person getting a vaccine and all that. Well, guess what? I'm not getting one of those things. But first of all, you got to take two shots, you know, and you get sick and you might have allergies or be allergic to it and all this other crap. I mean, I don't know. I don't know about you, but I'm going to wait for the first 50 million people to get it. And let's just see how it reacts to it. And then see how people are and see if people dropping dead from the vaccine. Because you never know. People could be dropping dead from this effing vaccine. So I'm going to wait for the first 50. First of all, I said the first 100 million. I've changed my mind. The first 50 million. I get the first 50 million people to get the vaccine. And then if everybody's cool and all the, you know, there's no side effects or anything like that, then maybe I'll consider getting the vaccine. But what I understand too is that you may not be able to go to sporting events or concerts if you don't get the vaccine. And I guarantee you the Supreme Court will fight that. We will take that to court. I'll be one of the Trumpians for like a minute, okay? I'll be on their side for like a minute because I am not going to be forced to take a vaccine. I don't believe in the medical profession. It's a total ripoff. If you watched 60 Minutes a couple nights ago, you saw that the whole ripoff of the California medical profession, it's a total ripoff. It's a total scam. And that's why I don't trust the vaccine because I think it's just a total scam. This is the first time in history that they whipped out a vaccine in less than a year. Usually it takes 5 to 10 years. How did this vaccine just all the, coronavirus has appeared, and now this vaccine just appeared. So I don't dig it. I'm just a little shaky on this whole thing. So anyways, it is rolling out. they're making a big to-do about it. Well, cool. Go ahead. Have fun. Enjoy it. Enjoy the to-do. I'm just going to keep on doing what I'm doing. Getting loaded, smoking weed, and I can't wait to play a little bit of golf. Anyways, it is Control Chaos and drinking a lot. heavy-duty drinking. Control Chaos. Hey, listen, we have a special guest in studio. He used to do a radio show here on KCAA. I'm going to bring him on right after this. It's the great Mike Manahan. And, Mike, thank you for showing up. And we'll be with you in about, 4 minutes.
Fantastic. Looking forward to it.
All right, my brother. All right. It is Control Chaos, KCAA. I'm Gary Garver. We'll be back with a little bit more chaos for a Tuesday. Yes, I'm live today, as opposed to half dead. All right, we'll be out after this.
NBC Talk Radio, 1050 AM.
In these trying times, many people are depressed and lost because the future of our society is up in the air. People turn to drastic measures, including the abuse of drugs and alcohol. If you're going through these troubling times and turning to substance abuse because you're feeling there is no hope, we have a way for you to see the light. SAD, or Stop Abusing Drugs and Alcohol, is a nonprofit organization that will help you, at no cost to you, stop abusing drugs or alcohol. Founded by Tony Navarchi, SAD will refer you to the top detox doctors in your area. If you're having financial hardships, SAD will pay every and any cost for you, including doctor visits, counseling, and medications. Tony Navarchi's main goal is to reach over 15 million people throughout the United States and save their lives. Companies can also donate to SAD and use it as a tax write-off. If you need help, SAD is there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Save your life and contact Tony. You can reach out to him by calling him personally at 310-999-1887. That's 310-999-1887. Or visit the website saddetox.com. That's saddetox.com. Save your life with SAD. There is a light at the end of this tunnel.
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If you are a California resident and a member of your household participates in SNAP or receives SSI benefits, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month or less. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway included at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/access now to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. SSI refers to the Federal Supplemental Security Income Program. Pricing excludes taxes and fees, includes 1 terabyte of data per month. Data overage charges apply. For details about data allowance, go to att.com/internet-usage. Geographic and service restrictions apply.
This is Judge Herb Dodell, and our show is called For the People. It's available every Monday at 4 o'clock, 4 to 5. And we'll be talking about all kinds of things pertaining to the law and how it really works from the inside as opposed to the outside. So tune in and learn all you need to know about the legal system and how it works.
How you doing? This is Gary Garver. In today's society, the majority of people are not getting enough sleep. I know I'm not. If you're like me and having problems getting a good night's rest, whether it's health or stress related, I have a solution for you. South Pacific Sleep Lab. South Pacific Sleep Lab will do an evaluation of your sleep pattern and will provide a comprehensive study so you can start getting a restful, peaceful night of sleep. They take all types of insurance, which will cover your cost of the evaluation, and they will even provide transportation to their offices at no cost to you. For more information, contact Tony at 310-999-1887. That's 310-999-1887. Tony even stays awake all night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so you can sleep better and rest easy. South Pacific Sleep Lab. Start feeling better and getting a great night of sleep today.
Hey, how's it going, man? Who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah.
Usher.
Usher. Hey, bro, how you doing, man? Okay. Hey, have you ever envied anyone else's career?
Huh?
Have you ever envied anyone else's career?
No, actually, I envy your job. Yeah, I envy your career.
Hey, are you a fan of Mark Harris?
Who is that?
Some gay guy who sings.
You crazy, man.
Hey, want to play gay chicken?
Nah, man, I'm cool.
What do you think of Sean Penn's comments about Howard Stern?
You know, I didn't even really hear him.
Said he was worse than Osama bin Laden.
Oh, man. Really? Sean Penn, man, that's an opinionated statement, you know what I mean?
Who's the biggest prick in Hollywood you ever met?
You.
Thanks, man.
From the four corners of the world, dumbing down his IQ so you can understand him, it's Gary Garvin.
That's sort of an honor that, you know, I'm the biggest prick that Usher ever met. I mean, I take that, I think that's a great compliment, actually. All right, it is Control Chaos, KCAA 1050 AM, 106.5, 102.3 FM. In the Inland Empire, I'm Gary Garver on a Tuesday morning, and right now I want to introduce my in-studio guest, a friend of mine. He's been around. Yeah, we've known each other for years now, and he used to do a show on KCAA, and he sort of took a break, and now he's got a new sort of startup business, I guess, for people that need help. I mean, all of us need help right now. It's Mike Manahan. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Well, tell us a little about what you're doing now. Your show was called what?
My show was Biz Rap Radio.
Biz Rap Radio.
I did that. I think I did almost 100 episodes. And I really enjoyed it. I love the show, and it's still available on my website, bizrap.org. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're a small business person, every week I had experts on in various different fields that could help a small business person. You know, insurance, marketing, accounting, legal, you name it. It was a great show for gaining knowledge about how to run a small business. So, but unfortunately, as you know, things happen, it was a lot of work, and I have a lot of other obligations. I'm a full-time university professor. I'm a business consultant. I own a couple of businesses, and it just I didn't have the bandwidth and the time to continue it on, so I had to do a hiatus. But I'm hopeful that one of these days we'll be back with Biz Rap Radio.
I hope so, because now you have a really cool new type of business for people with minorities, I guess you would say, and people that are struggling. It doesn't have, you don't have to be a minority to be a part of this. You can be anybody, but a lot of people are struggling right now. I mean, first of all, before we get into your new business, what do you see, I mean, as a, you know, somebody who's an expert on this stuff, what's going on here? Do you think there's a way out of this? I mean, small businesses are falling left and right. Restaurants are taking a beating. I don't know why they would blame restaurants for some of this pandemic crap. You know, now we can't eat outside. I mean, I get the indoor stuff. I mean, but the outside thing, you know, these guys, the restaurants, I mean, small businesses are taking a total beating. What's the end all here? What do you foresee here?
I'm of course not a psychic. I can't.
You're not.
I cannot see into the future.
I'm Garver Damas,
but,
though.
But I do know this. Small business is the backbone of America. Actually, the majority of people in the United States work for small businesses. They don't work for Google and Amazon and FedEx and United Airlines. The majority of people work for small businesses. In addition to that, in every recovery, economic recovery we have ever had, jobs are created by small businesses. You know, big businesses get money from the government. They use it on capital expenditures. They pay off debt. They go back into the stock market and they buy back their stock. But when a small business that does, say, $1 million a year in revenue and has three employees, when they get 50 grand from the government, they go out and hire somebody. And so what we have done is we have put, like, we're like a car going down the freeway at 180 miles an hour, and we've slammed on the brakes of job growth like there's no tomorrow. And, you know, you see the statistics on unemployment go back and forth, but the reality is you just have tens of millions of people who aren't even included in those numbers because they don't count you if you're not looking for a job.
Right, right.
And the decimation of the small business people who do not have the financial resources to weather the storm. I live in Long Beach, and, you know, one of the main drags in Long Beach is Anaheim Boulevard. I drive down there in all these strip malls. 50% of the stores are shut down and available for rent.
Yeah.
That's small business people having gone out of business.
I see that a lot now, too. I mean, I see it all over the place, and it's crazy. What I don't understand is this, okay? the government has zillions of dollars to do something about this. They did the one recovery package back in, what, April or whatever, but they haven't done anything since. I mean, and they're sitting on their asses doing nothing. Well, and I don't get it.
Well, and their recovery efforts are, I wonder who created, like, the PPP loans, right? Oh, great, businesses can apply for these loans. Well, first of all, it's very complex to do so. So small businesses where the guy spends 10 hours a day running his shop, you know, he didn't get in on this. But bigger businesses that were doing just fine, I give you an example. I know of two companies. Their business actually increased during the pandemic. Yet both of them got over $1 million from the government, and it's going to be forgiven.
Unbelievable.
They didn't need that money. Now, that same $1 million could have helped how many people who run hair salons, people who run nail salons. I mean, just those small business guys, the small one-man show roofing company or plumbing contractor. They didn't get the money.
Right, because they're too busy. Yeah, and plus they make it so complicated. Why does the government make it so complicated to get these loans and to make people jump through hoops? I mean, all they have to should do is like, hey, you know what? This is A, B, C, D, E, and let them go and get the money. This is crazy. And so many businesses are going out of business. I mean, so many small incredible businesses. It's unbelievable. And we won't really know the effect of this for another, what, 6 months to a year?
Yeah, it'll be a year before we really see the full effect of this. But I believe that when the full effect is known, we are going to be just shocked out of our, whatever, our shorts, if you will. It's going to be devastating. And it's so sad. And, of course, the toll, it's not the financial toll. It's the toll in human lives. How many of these small business people have lost everything?
Yeah.
They're 50 years old, 60 years old, 40 years old, and now they're broke, and they got to start over again.
And they put everything they had into this.
Everything.
They created this idea. They created this dream of theirs. And the government, because of this COVID-19 and the regulations, has basically cut their necks off. I mean, and have not helped them. I mean, it's crazy. I remember when it first started and they were given these PPE loans or whatever. The Los Angeles Lakers got $4 million.
Yeah, now, how ridiculous is that?
I mean, a multi-billion, and I love the Lakers. Don't get me wrong. I love the Lakers. They're like my favorite team of, besides the Dodgers and the Raiders, are my favorite team, you know. But when I heard about that, I'm like, first of all, why did the Lakers even apply?
Well, you know, the top player on the Lakers could have foregone his paycheck for 1 week, and they would have had $4 million in the bank.
Exactly.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, but why? Who would even apply for that? I mean, as a Laker fan, I was like, who actually? They did give the money back because word got out. Word did get out. Yeah. But how? That's one instance. How many other businesses and companies did the same thing that are multi-million, multi-billion dollar businesses did the same thing and did not give the money back?
Well, how about our governor, Mr. Gruesome up there in Sacramento?
Governor Gruesome.
I understand his little cabal of businesses that he's involved with got millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, well, I'm not shocked at that. I mean, you know, out and ski with him and Garcetti. I can't stand either one of them, man. I mean, I'm tired of Eric Garcetti, too. He's a joke.
Yeah, but one difference is the Newsom family is loaded.
Yeah, they're loaded.
They're loaded. These guys have been running him and his uncles and his brothers and sisters and aunts and grandparents.
They've like been, Nancy Pelosi. Isn't he related to Pelosi?
Yes, related to Pelosi. They're all related. They've been running the state of California for 100 years.
Out and ski with these people. I mean, it's crazy, but I'm just saying, how many millions of dollars, millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, maybe $1 billion from these companies that got big companies got it, and then these small businesses didn't get squat and are losing. All that money that the big businesses got could have gone to the small businesses, and things could have been a lot better. This economy could be a lot better.
Well, one of the really crazy things they did is they said you needed to use this money to pay payroll. Now think of it: you're a restaurant. You need to use the money to pay payroll, but then the government says we're going to shut you down. Well, then how can you have any payroll if you're shut down?
Exactly.
It's just absolutely crazy.
And it's still crazy because the coronavirus is exploding, from what I understand. I mean, like I said, I've been trying not to. I don't have time to watch it, and A and B, I'm so sick of it. I don't want to watch it because it's mind numbing now. It's mentally deranging people, and I just can't take it anymore. I mean, I'm sick of it. But I mean, the coronavirus is exploding, and now they're shutting us down again. I mean, and what's going to happen to these businesses? And people are actually being defiant on it. And I'm glad. I mean, they should be defiant. I mean, if you had a small business, would you shut it down? Or would
well,
you?
I was down in Orange County over the weekend.
The Orange Curtain?
Yeah, the Orange Curtain. I was down there. And the restaurants, technically, they're takeout only.
Right.
Okay, but they still have outdoor seating. And I noticed one place that has a lot of people sitting in the outdoor seating. So I went up. I said, oh, you're serving outside? He said, nope, that's closed. I said, he says takeout only. Well, I said, well, there's people sitting over there. Well, he says, once they take out, I can't control where they eat it.
I can't stop. Stop it from eating. You know. I love that. All that restaurants should be doing that. Say, hey, you know what? It's only takeout, but I can't tell them where to sit and eat the damn food.
Yeah, yep.
We're not serving them outside.
No, you know, absolutely.
You know, as long as I'm not serving them outside, right? That's a great idea. Like, as long as you don't serve them, let them get all the booze and all the come in, boom, 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 and then, you know, sit on your tables. I love it. All right, listen, I'm here with Mike Manahan. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to talk about his new business venture and trying to help minorities out and other people who need help that don't know how to get financial help or don't know how to start a business and all that, right?
Absolutely. Helping underserved minorities start businesses.
Okay, cool. It's Control Chaos. KCAA 1050 AM, 106.5, 102.3 FM in the Inland Empire. I'm Gary Garver. Yes, no longer toothless. And we'll be back. It feels so good to be having teeth. We'll be back after this.
Controlled Chaos. Gary Garver and Chicken Jones are out of their flipping minds.
It only works if all the little cogs mesh.
10:50 a.m. KCAA.
How you doing? This is Gary Garver. In today's society, the majority of people are not getting enough sleep. I know I'm not. If you're like me and having problems getting a good night's rest, whether it's health or stress related, I have a solution for you. South Pacific Sleep Lab. South Pacific Sleep Lab will do an evaluation of your sleep pattern and will provide a comprehensive study so you can start getting a restful, peaceful night of sleep. They take all types of insurance, which will cover your cost of the evaluation, and they will even provide transportation to their offices at no cost to you. For more information, contact Tony at 310-999-1887. That's 310-999-1887. Tony even stays awake all night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so you can sleep better and rest easy. South Pacific Sleep Lab. Start feeling better and getting a great night of sleep today.
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If you are a California resident and a member of your household participates in SNAP or receives SSI benefits, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month or less. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway included at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/access now to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. SSI refers to the Federal Supplemental Security Income Program. Pricing excludes taxes and fees, includes 1 terabyte of data per month. Data overage charges apply. For details about data allowance, go to att.com/internet-usage. Geographic and service restrictions apply.
I'm Jim O'Hare. I'm here to help raise awareness for CADASIL, a genetic disorder that affects 1 in 25,000 people. CADASIL can cause strokes in young adults, leading to memory loss and dementia. Patients may experience migraines with aura and mood disorders as early as 20 years old. Presently, CADASIL is being underdiagnosed and often misdiagnosed as MS or some other neurological disorder. So please visit curecadasil.org and learn more about this devastating disease and learn what you can do to help find a cure.
John! Got time for a couple questions? All right, have you ever smoked marijuana, John?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
Today?
Yeah, today.
What time is it? No.
Hey, would you commit a homosexual act for $1 million?
American?
Yeah, American.
I'll think about that. Yeah. Do you have $1 million?
This is the Gary Garver Show. If you're not listening to Gary, fuck you.
the great John Stewart. All right, it is Control Chaos, KCAA. KCAARadio.com. Also, check out the show on iHeart, iHeart.com. I'm Gary Garver here with Mike Manahan. And he has a new, like, is it a business or what? What is it exactly, Mike?
It is a...
Oh, sorry, hold on. I'm sorry about that. Go ahead.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Absolutely.
Okay, fantastic. It is a nonprofit, and it's the Polk Foundation Institute, or sorry, the Polk Institute Foundation. It's a nonprofit. I created this with a colleague of mine, Gary Polk. Gary Polk, like me, he's a university professor. He's an author. He's a business consultant. He's a smart guy. He's an African American. And we were sitting around about 6 months ago and thinking about how could we best help people in the economy. What's not just with COVID, but even before COVID. And, you know, there's those people who are kind of the philosophy, well, all you need to do is get those rich bastards and take all their money and give it to somebody else. But we know that really doesn't work.
It's not going to happen anyway.
It's not going to happen anyway.
You know, they're not going to give it up. They all know.
What we really need to do is teach people how to run businesses. And if you look at intergenerational wealth, there's one reason that white people are richer than black people. Because a lot of white people, their ancestors, their moms and dads, grandparents, and so on, created businesses. The businesses made money, then they passed either the business or the money on to their children. Okay, so one of the ways we can shrink intergenerational wealth and the wealth gap and elevate the standards of, I'm going to call them black and brown people in this country, is to get them to own businesses. But the problem is, you know, running a business is really risky. Most small businesses fail. So how can we fix that? Well, here's what we came up with. The Polk Institute runs the Polk Institute of Social Entrepreneurship. What we teach, we do a 1 year educational program. I like to think it's a master's level educational program. In 1 year, you take 10 courses taught by experts in the field, not academics who are reading from a textbook like you get at traditional university,
right.
But these are actually people who've been successful in the business world. We flip you then from the educational program to the accelerator/incubator, where you work with attorneys, accountants, marketing people, logistics people who will help you get that business launched. And then we introduce you to funding sources, angel investors, traditional banks, leasing companies, private equity groups, SBA, whatever it takes. So the goal is not only to teach you entrepreneurship, then to shepherd you along the way. And here's the best part. Guess what the tuition is for our 1 year master's level program in entrepreneurship?
$1 million.
I only wish, because I'd be taking half of that, my friend. No, it is zero.
Wow.
It is, we basically get, because we're a nonprofit, we
right.
get corporations and foundations to fund the institute and to pay for the tuition.
That's fantastic.
So if you get in, it's not going to cost you. So like if you go to Brandeis, I think it's Brandeis University has a big entrepreneurship program. Go take their master's in entrepreneurship. Okay, can you write a check for $100,000?
Right.
Well, guess what? Now you're an entrepreneur, and the first thing you're going to do is pay off $100,000 worth of debt.
Yeah.
You don't even have any revenue yet.
Please. You're already bankrupt.
You're already bankrupt. But with us, you will have no debt. You'll be immediately – and by the way, if you do have a little bit of money, instead of paying the school, you'll be able to put that little bit of money into your business.
That's awesome.
And our goal is to launch 1,000 minority-owned businesses in the next 10 years.
That's fantastic, Mike. Now, how do you go about qualify? Do you have to qualify, or how do you go about it? Let's say, you know, you want to start a small business up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for me, it'd be like a marijuana – sports bar. Okay, so let's just say I want to, and I'm a black person. Okay.
Okay.
Hello
okay.
there, Mike. No.
Well, hello there. Yeah. Right. How you doing now?
I'm doing fine. I want to have a weed bar where I can watch sports and look at hot chicks. No. Listen, man. No, seriously. This is one of my dreams has always been like a marijuana sports bar where you serve food and you have all the sporting events and lounge tables and like a bar, but weed, with weed, no drinking, no alcohol, maybe a beer and wine, but whatever. So how would I go about doing this? How would I, let's say, hey, Mike, I want to start this marijuana sports bar. What do I need to do?
Well, the first thing you need to do is you need to go to our website and apply for our educational program. Because if you start that business without an understanding in how businesses are run and operated, how to do your accounting, how to do your marketing, how to do your costing.
Right, because I don't know. I don't know anything. Let's just say
Your employees. If you don't know all that stuff,
I don't know any of it.
The likelihood is you're going to fail. So what you do is you go to our website, you apply.
Okay, which is?
Which is, okay, it's a little bit tricky. It's academy-polk, that's polk-ise.org. Let me repeat it.
Please.
The word academy-polk, polk-ise.org. And right on the front page of the website, there's a place, apply. And you basically complete the application on the website. You're going to have to come up with, we want you to, one of the things we're asking people to do is come up with at least an idea for a business and write like kind of a one page, if you will, synopsis of what you'd like to create. So at least you're coming in with some idea. And then we're going to interview you. We're going to make sure you're serious. We don't want to give $100,000 worth of education to somebody who's not going to run with it.
Right.
You know, if we're going to give you the football, we want you to run down the field.
And try. I mean, really, you know, be vigilant. Be a part of it. And don't just say, oh, I'm going to do the first couple. Oh, I'm tired. I'm worn out, whatever. You want somebody that's going to be, like, on it.
Yeah.
That wants to do this. That is, like, gung-ho. That's a dream of theirs to do this business.
Right. The other nice thing about what we're doing is that if you go to a traditional MBA school, guess what? Oh, well, where'd you get your undergraduate? A typical educational institute.
Certification.
You don't have to have an undergraduate degree. So let's say you just went from high school right into business and you started working. And you've worked for three or four different employers. You've been reasonably successful. You're a hard worker. Now you're in your mid-30s and you say, hey, I'm working for a guy who's making millions of dollars a year, but he owns the business and I'm providing all of the labor. Now it's my turn. I'd like to do that. Well, you can come to us, and we'll get you into our program. You don't need an undergraduate degree. If you've got the desire, if you've got some real-world experience, and if you've got the passion, guess what? We're going to work with you and get you that business.
That's awesome. It's academy-polk, polk-ise.org. To go to the website, and then you apply, right? You go in there and apply.
Yeah, you apply.
And then do you like with every application, do you like say, hey, you know, thank you, but no, or do you respond to every application?
Oh yeah, no, we'll respond to every application,
no matter what.
Yeah, and our first cohort of 25 students starts in February. We still have spaces available. I think we're up to about 10 who've now been accepted. So
cool.
There's about 15 spaces available. And by the way, if you want to get involved, it's not just as a student. We're looking for mentors who can come in. You know, the seasoned business person, maybe you're in your 50s, your 60s, your 70s. You've been successful and you want to share.
You want to help people out.
And we also need instructors. If you are a practitioner, that in other words, you have a specialty and you've been doing that for, you know, 20, 30, 40 years, and you're willing to educate other people how to do it, then we want to hear from you as well.
I would think getting the money, I always thought with this, you know, like when I was thinking about doing this, and I was serious about this, it's one of my dreams, I don't know if I'll ever live it or whatever, but doing a bar with a sports bar, because I love sports and I love weed. Though I don't smoke a whole lot of weed anymore, only on the golf course. But, you know, I always thought that was just a cool, yeah, and food with, you know, good-looking women serving you and the sport, you know, just a real, with couches and stuff. I always thought, how am I going to get the capital? How am I going to raise the money for it? That was the big thing with me. Like, how am I going to get this money for it? Is it possible? Or how do you go about getting the money? Because I think that's the biggest question for for people.
Well, you know, it's a funny story here in the United States. Our federal government did everything in its power to limit the ability of small businesses to raise money over about a 25-year period, because they were so concerned that you might go out and bilk the money out of your grandmother or somebody in a nursing home or something like that. I remember, you know, 25 years ago, you could raise $1 million for a startup business in a snap. And then the government put on all these rules and regulations. Guess what? The government woke up and realized we made a mistake. So now the government has taken your tax dollars, both at the federal level and the state level, and has tons of programs to help you fund your new business.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes.
So you apply through the government?
Yes, in the state of California, it's called Go Biz. It's basically the governor's initiative to help small business. It's got a number of different programs.
Gruesome Newsom?
Great, yeah, well, Gruesome Newsom. And, of course, at the federal level, it's the Small Business Administration. And both of them are actively trying to help small businesses get started and get them funding.
Oh, that's great. So you can get the money. There is a way of getting the money. Because I always thought that would be the hardest part of the whole thing.
Well, a rich uncle is still the best way. Yeah, or a truckload of white powder up from Mexico. That'll do it as well.
See, I saw some going in there, you know, but they had these dogs sniffing, and I just turned around.
and when you came back with your teeth, was there anything in your backpack?
No, I did not bring a backpack. I was very careful, man. I was going to go buy a bottle of tequila. They wanted the same. They were going to charge the same price for a bottle of tequila as they charge here in, Rite Aid. I'm like, screw that. All right, listen, it's Mike Manahan. Check out his new business and to help minorities out. All of us need help, and minorities especially. All right, we'll be back after this.
It's controlled chaos. 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 Controlled chaos.
In these trying times, many people are depressed and lost because the future of our society is up in the air. People turn to drastic measures, including the abuse of drugs and alcohol. If you're going through these troubling times and turning to substance abuse because you're feeling there is no hope, we have a way for you to see the light. SAD, or Stop Abusing Drugs and Alcohol, is a nonprofit organization that will help you, at no cost to you, stop abusing drugs or alcohol. Founded by Tony Navarchi, SAD will refer you to the top detox doctors in your area. If you're having financial hardships, SAD will pay every and any cost for you, including doctor visits, counseling, and medications. Tony Navarchi's main goal is to reach over 15 million people throughout the United States and save their lives. Companies can also donate to SAD and use it as a tax write-off. If you need help, SAD is there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Save your life and contact Tony. You can reach out to him by calling him personally at 310-999-1887. That's 310-999-1887. Or visit the website saddetox.com. That's saddetox.com. Save your life with SAD. There is a light at the end of this tunnel.
Mr. Heston, how you doing? Can I ask you a couple of questions, please?
Sure.
What do you think about what happened in Denver?
Oh, I'm doing that in Denver next week.
Are you concerned with the president sleeping around?
Good try.
Can I ask you one more question? When you hear of all these little kids shooting each other with guns, how can you still be in support of the right to bear arms?
Talk to the founding fathers. That's enough.
Do you ever get drunk and pretend you're Moses? Can you please yell out, get out of your hands, you damn dirty ape? Thanks, Mr. Heston.
Gary Garver, Jew of the... Oh, what can we say that's not going to piss him off? Never mind.
Get your hands off me, you damn dirty ape. All right. Oh, by the way, happy Hanukkah for everybody out there. Jews and non-Jews alike. Just go ahead and light a candle. It doesn't matter if you're a Jew or not. Just go light a candle and say a prayer to God and, ask him for whatever you want, you know? I'm asking him for peace of mind. And a little piece of ass, too. All right, it is controlled chaos. Why not? God likes women. I mean, look how hot he made them. Jesus. All right. It's Control Chaos, KCAA, 1050 AM, 106.5, 102.3 FM in the Inland Empire. I'm Gary Garver, here with my brother from another mother, Mike Manahan. His business is a very cool. His new business, I love it. I think it's so cool that you're doing this for minorities. Academy-polk-ise.org. This is for minorities, people, you know, I guess black and brown people and other people, you know, I mean, you can be.
Yeah, not just minorities. I mean, anybody's welcome to apply.
Even a white person?
Even a white person, including Jewish people.
Even Jews.
Yes,
oh, okay.
Yes. And by the way, happy Hanukkah to you.
Thank you.
One of our focuses or our emphasis is on what we call underserved minorities.
Right.
Because, you know, there's a lot of talk about the wealth gap and the income gap. And one way we believe we can fix that is by having minorities run and own businesses.
Absolutely.
Because we know that business people, you know, not every business person, but a lot of business people make money. And not only that, if they build a good business, they've got something to give their children.
Yes, and pass it on. And you
pass
know what
it
I mean?
On.
And it stops the systemic like racism and stuff like that too. I mean, you know, instead of like it's a great idea. I mean, it's a great idea. And by the way, we were off the air talking about this, and you know, you need help, and just like everybody else needs help, you need help like getting this thing rolling. And
yeah,
we're
a nonprofit organization, so we're looking for really three things from people. The first thing is donations,
right.
Small donations. I mean, we had a lady donated $7. She owns a hair salon. She's struggling, and she says, I found out about this. She says, I'm an African American. I've owned my hair salon. I would love to take some of your training and do a better job of running my shop. And she says, $7 is all I can do right now.
That's
but when
awesome.
I get back up and running, I'll do more. So if you go to our website, academy-polk-ise.org, click the donate button, and contribute something. you know, we are a registered charity, and so you got a little bit of a tax deduction there.
Yeah.
But you're helping people. You're doing good.
Helping people. That's the key. You're helping people by even if it's just $10 or $20 or $7. I mean, anything helps, and you're helping people, and you're helping minorities, and you're helping people that need help. That the government, the big government BS, and all these big businesses just step on. They step on these people. They're like big giants. These big government agencies and these big businesses are like big giants stepping on the little man. And we got to stop this. We got to take this back. I mean, you know, as a society, this is a society problem. This isn't just a problem for low-income people or people of minority origins, all right, origins. It's more like about America. America was built by small businesses and built by people that didn't have anything. And
absolutely. The second thing we're looking for is we need to spread the word. So we're looking for what I call them sponsors. Sponsors don't need to give us – if they want to give us some cash, we're happy to take it. But they might just have a way of communicating with a lot of people. So you know about influencers.
Right.
I don't know. It's maybe somebody who does yoga videos and she's got 30,000 yoga video followers. Well, great. If she could communicate – our story to her 30,000 followers, maybe they would contribute some money. And of course, we're looking for experts. If you want to be a mentor, or if you want to maybe teach a course to our students,
you're talking about me maybe teaching a radio course.
Yeah, teach a course on radio ship.
Sure.
We'd love that.
First thing I'll say, don't get in it. But but if you want to, totally. It's really cool. And you know, I'll do my part in helping you out. You know, whatever I can do. I mean, I have YouTube followers. I have 5,000 subscribers. Not that big of a deal. But you know, also the radio show and stuff.
Sure,
I mean,
absolutely.
Whatever I can do to help you guys out, because I think it's fantastic. And I'm tired of this government. I'm tired of big business. I think it's like big pharma, oil companies. You know, it's just a big ripoff, man. It's a big ripoff. The medical profession.
It's a cabal. What you have is you have large organizations, okay, and that could be large businesses. You have the government. And then you have all of these little small businesses. And the my opinion, this is my opinion only, but the large businesses, particularly ones like the tech companies and oil companies, you know, they collude with the politicians.
Please, of course, because guess what?
Yeah.
The small businesses can't pay them off. They can't lobby. They can't lobby in Washington.
Exactly.
The big tech companies and oil and medical and all that, they got zillions of dollars to kiss the government and the congressman's asses.
Oh, yeah. They like these big companies, like, and I'm not going to say any big company because I don't know specifically,
right.
But they will have somebody on retainer who's paid a monthly fee, $100,000 a month, $200,000 a month. This person sits in Washington, and their job all day long is to call senators, call congressmen, take them out to fancy lunches, take them out to fancy dinners, maybe even provide them with a little bit of hookers and coke.
Nookie, yeah.
A little nookie and a little bit of that white powder. And all of a sudden, guess what? Those congressmen and senators are voting in bills that help those large businesses, Google, Amazon, Facebook. And they're at the detriment of the main street, the business that's in your community, your next door neighbor who owns that little shop down the street. And then one day, all of a sudden, there's a for sale sign on his house. Why? Because his business went out of business, because he was put out of business, not entirely by, but significantly by government rules and regulations that favored the big guys.
Absolutely. And I'm tired of this too, man. Yeah. And I think what you're doing is fantastic. You're helping out the little man. And we need this. We need to change this whole dynamic around for America to survive. Because otherwise, we're not going to survive this. I mean, it's just going to be more homeless people, more people in the streets. Look at the food lines now. I mean, I just am blown away by how many people are needing food. And the homeless is, I mean, it's crazy. So we need to turn this whole thing around. And I think what you're doing is fantastic. So listen, once again, if somebody wants to donate, if somebody wants to get involved, if somebody wants to take the course, how do they go about finding it?
Okay, you go to our website, which is academy-polk-ise.org. So academy-polk. Now, Polk is spelt P-O-L-K. I think wasn't there a President Polk?
Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
James Polk.
Yeah. Okay, there we go.
Polk. Great. But that's okay.
Well, the guy who's a
Gary, anybody named Gary is good.
Yeah, our Gary Polk. He's a fabulous guy.
I love
just
him already.
A man with a wonderful heart out there to help people.
That's fantastic.
So academy-polk-ise.org. Go on. Help us out. Donate. Give us a phone call. I'd love to talk to you about what we're doing. You can contact me through the website. Become a mentor, become an instructor, or become a student. We'd love to help you create your business and make your dreams come true.
Awesome, Mike. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for coming down. I haven't seen you in a while, but thank you so much. And thank you for the bottle of wine, too.
More than welcome.
I drink it on the way back from Palm Springs.
Now, I know this is – you're celebrating Hanukkah. Do they give gifts at Hanukkah?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. So a happy Hanukkah gift to you.
Thank you. I don't have anything for you, but guess what? I'm going to do is you're going to create a spot for me, a radio spot for me. I'm going to run it on my show.
Absolutely fabulous.
Is that cool?
Yeah, because I know you also are a Gary with a big heart.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Well, listen, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, happy Christmas, Merry Christmas, happy New Year, happy 2021, man. And I'll do anything that I can to help you out. I think this is a fantastic startup type business, and I think it's great for America. It really is. And you're doing your part to, you have a big heart too.
Thank you so much.
And BizRap Radio, you can still listen to it.
You can still go to bizrap.org listen to my old BizRap Radio shows. They're all on there. There's almost 100. And again, for anybody who's an entrepreneur, a lot of good free advice from people who know what they're doing.
Absolutely. And you can listen to it on KCAA Radio too.
Are my shows still up there?
Yeah, archived. Yeah, they're archived up there.
Okay,
all right, man.
Cool.
Listen, Merry Christmas, and have a great year, great 2021, and I wish you the best with this new project of yours.
Same to you, and I'm glad you got those teeth.
How do they look?
Fabulous.
They look fabulous. All right, you guys, listen, I'm going to be back. I don't know when I'm going to be back. I may be back, I don't know, maybe Thursday. I don't know. My schedule is all screwed up. But anyways, thanks for hanging in with me, and I promise you, starting probably February of 2021, shows, new shows every day. All right, you guys, take care. God bless. Have a great week.
This is 1050 AM KCAA Loma Linda and 106.5 FM Yucaipa.
AP News. I'm Ben Thomas. After weeks of silence over the presidential election,